But I'm beginning to sound like the Beards and Parringtons, and will soon totally forget Levy Pants, the commercial muse for this particular effort. A project for the future could be a social history of the United States from my vantage point. If the Journal of a Working Boy meets with any success at the bookstalls, I shall perhaps etch a likeness of our nation with my pen. Our nation demands the scrutiny of a completely disengaged observer like your working boy, and I already have in my files a rather formidable collection of notes and jottings that evaluate and lend a perspective to the contemporary scene. We must hasten back on the wings of prose to the factory and its folk, who prompted my rather lengthy digression. As I was telling you, they had just lifted me from the floor, my performance and subsequent pratfall the sources of a great feeling of camaraderie. I thanked them cordially, they meanwhile inquiring in their 17th-century English accents about my condition most solicitously. I was uninjured, and since pride is a deadly sin which I feel I generally eschew, absolutely nothing was hurt. I then questioned them about the factory, for this was the purpose behind my visit. They were rather eager to speak with me and seemed even most interested in me as a person. Apparently, the dull hours among the cutting tables make a visitor doubly welcome. We chatted freely, although the workers were generally non-committal about their work. Actually, they seemed more interested in me than in anything else. I was not bothered by their attentions and parried all of their questions blithely until they at last grew rather personal. Some of them, who had from time to time straggled into the office, asked pointed questions about the cross and the attendant decorations. One intense lady asked permission, which of course was granted, to gather some of her confreres about the cross occasionally to sing spirituals. I abhor spirituals and those deadly 19th-century Calvinist hymns, but I was willing to suffer having my eardrums assaulted if a chorus or two would make these workers happy. When I questioned them about wages, I discovered that their average weekly pay envelope contained less than $30. It is my considered opinion that someone deserves more than that in the way of a wage for simply staying in a place like the factory for 5 days a week, especially when the factory is one like the Levy Pants factory, in which the leaking roof threatens to collapse at any moment. And who knows, those people might have much better things to do than to loiter about Levy Pants, such as composing jazz or creating new dances or doing whatever those things are that they do with such facility. No wonder there was such apathy in the factory. Still, it was incredible that the disparity between the doldrums of the production line and the fevered hustle of the office could be housed within the same, Levy Pants, bosom. Were I one of the factory workers, and I would probably be a large and particularly terrifying one, as I said earlier, I would long before have stormed the office and demanded a decent wage.